slapped in the face, punched in the gut, kicked in the stomach. Just some of the ways the Broncos described the feeling after Sunday's loss to the Patriots. But with film review and self-evaluation now behind them, the Broncos are focused on avoiding a two-game losing streak, something that hasn't happened here in Denver in more than 2 years.
One thing about football is it never fails to throw you some bumps in the road, and you know, you just got to continue to remember what we started this for. And you know, you can't lose track of your goals and inside of what we come out here and work for.
Today's practice, the focus was there. Everybody was, you know, communicating and things of that sort. So we kind of hit the restart button, just trying to get this thing right again.
We got to bounce back, and I think everyone's, you know, getting focused on making our push here. You know, this is a time when we need to every day be getting better. And certainly sometimes when you get, you know, kicked right in the stomach like we did on the road last week, you get a chance to really take a good hard look at yourself, and we need to continue to get better, and I think that we're all on that same page.
Nobody ever wants to lose. Too much time and effort go into preparing for every game, every week. The question is, how do you turn a loss into a lesson, and how do you avoid it from happening again?
You know, losing a football game, you know, the key is how you respond to it. I mean, I've seen teams, you know, lose games and they don't recover from it, you know, and whatever reason, you know, it's hard to say. So, you know, I think we are focused on trying to respond and play better. Yeah, can it be a good thing? Yeah, if you respond, you know, and I think you'd like not to have to get slapped in the face to get refocused. I think you'd like to be focused every single week. But I think if it happens, it's about, you know, trying not to repeat it, you know, trying to improve. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is trying to learn from it and, you know, be better for it.
Everyone in the locker room really downplayed the Raiders' 0-8 record. They said, look, this is a division game and they have nothing to lose. But more importantly, they have a good team from everything they've seen on film. Here at Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.